This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 20 minutes past the hour. My guest now is Thomas Cumby. He is over from the Coast Guard station where they're getting ready for this weekend's haunted station. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here, Scott.
All right, Thomas, I understand that this is you in particular. This is your third year as part of this haunted station.
It is. I showed up here in 2013, and then in 2015, we started the haunted station local food drive.
All right. So it takes place this Friday and Saturday. What can we expect?
Friday and Saturday, 26 and 27, doors open at 7 p.m. and last till midnight. And expect some good scares and some good fun and some good interaction with the community.
All right. What ages can come to this?
Completely family friendly. We just ask that anyone under the ages of 13 bring a adult with a valid ID with them.
Okay. Walk us through. Where does somebody start? Let's say they get there Friday night, 8 p.m. Where do they start? Where do they park? Where do they start? And what's it look like?
Okay. So we should have that big lot right in front of our station opened up. You should be able to park there. There'll be hopefully a line out the door right next to the big gate right there. And a Coast Guard officer will come up to you, ask for ID, have you sign in really quick, so how many people are in your party, how many in a group you want to walk through the station, and sit in line for a little while, hopefully get some good photo opportunities, and hopefully scare the crap out of you.
Where will you be? Will you be hiding somewhere waiting?
I will be hiding somewhere, yes.
What can you give us a hint about what costume you might be in?
Ooh, no spoilers, I'm afraid. No spoilers.
Will you make that noise, though?
Ooh. Getting ready.
Is there a cost for this?
No cost. It's absolutely free. We are accepting canned donations for the local food bank. So just show up with your canned goods. No other non-perishables. We're just looking for cans.
Is this fun for you guys?
It is an absolute blast for us. Third year running, for me at least, it has just been fun every single year.
Have you already started getting ready over there this week?
We're just working out the kinks right now. We are almost ready.
Tell us a little bit about you. What do you do for the Coast Guard?
I'm a machinery technician, third class. I work at the station, obviously, and my main job is to work on the boats, and I also am a crew member, so I get underway on search and rescue cases and whatnot, and I've been here for almost 4 years, and coming up in January, it'll be 4 years.
What's your favorite part of the job?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Getting underway and doing the training would have to be the best part for me. I love getting out there and like teaching some of the newer people that have not been in for as long as I have, teaching them the ropes and seeing as they progress in their career.
What are the name of the small boats, or I guess they're not that small, but they have sort of the orange around them. I see you out doing patrols on those often.
Okay.
What are those and what do they do?
We have our 45-foot response boat medium. That's going to be our biggest boat that we have here, and that's our primary search and rescue asset, and then more for the escorts of cruise ships during the summertime and whatnot. We also have the 29 footers, which are actually brand spanking new, and they are awesome. And we usually do escorts with those as well.
All right. And then this haunted station is a chance for you guys to connect with the community. It sounds like it's a lot of fun for you guys.
It is a lot of fun, and I hope it's a lot of fun for you guys as well.
All right. So this Friday and Saturday, both days start at 7 p.m.?
Both days start at 7 p.m., last till midnight.
All right. Anything else that we should know about it? Should people come in costume as well?
If they are more than welcome to.
All right.
They can try to scare us as well.
And how much food should people bring?
It's completely voluntary, so bring whatever you want. I think last year we had upwards to 600 pounds of food that we donated to the local food bank, and we're trying to break that this year.
Canned food? Just canned food.
Just canned food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thomas Cumby, he's over from the haunted station. It's going to be happening this Friday and Saturday at the Coast Guard station from 7 p.m. till midnight, both nights. It's free. Bring food. All ages, but if you're 13 or under, bring an adult. Is that right?
Yes. And the adults need to bring a valid like driver's license and ID. They will be checking in.
Got it. If people want more information, Thomas, where should they go?
Go to our Facebook page. So Facebook, Coast Guard Station Juno.
It's been great having you on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you for having me on here.
All right. Thank you.